I'm excited about this episode where I get to bring on Dr. Greg Dennis, who is a doctor of osteopath. And over his career, he saw the convergence of the healthcare system as it was working more like a sick care system. And that led him down the path of opening up his own direct primary care eventually so he could practice more of the holistic approaches that are more commonly being embraced in today's society. But I've always wanted to interview someone who's been on both sides of that Western holistic healthcare approach. So if you're interested, stay tuned.
How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals.
If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want.
But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode.
This is part one of three of an interview I did with Dr. Greg Dennis from Vibrant Life DC. Dr. Greg, thank you for coming on my show. I definitely wanted to pick your brain on some of the things you're into, what you're doing. I understand you're an osteopath. I know very little about that field of practice, so I definitely wanted to get you on the show to enlighten my audience on what that is, how that's different from like the typical Western medical doctor or family practitioner. And we'll then go into some of the different hacks that you have and some longevity issues. But let's just get a basis of what you're about and the osteopath in general.
You bet. So appreciate you having me on. Just a little bit about me. I'm a board certified family practice physician here in the Midwest, Oklahoma to be exact. I did my medical school and residency up in Kansas City and then Kansas. I do practice a little bit different type of medicine now, which we'll go into, but at least the first, well, most of my career was doing, quote, conventional medicine. As far as your questions about an osteopath or a DO, so there's two types of physicians. There's an MD and a DO. Most people don't really know the difference or don't really care. Won't go into too much detail, but years and years ago, there was a guy by the name of Andrew Taylor Steele, who was an MD, and he didn't like some of the things that was going on. He felt like that it needed to be more of a holistic approach and that all the systems were interconnected, if you will. And so long story short, he broke off and started this branch of medicine we call osteopathic medicine, or DO, which is Doctor of Osteopathy. So way back when, they had a separate medical school and then separate residencies. So you had an osteopathic residency. And over the years has evolved into really they're one and the same. Mm-hmm. And some of the older, I guess, true osteopaths, if there's any of those listening, they're probably going to scream at the computer. But in my experience today, there is very little difference. So an DO still goes to 4 years of medical school, still requires all the prerequisites to get in medical school. They still have a separate medical school, but the residencies are all combined. And so now there's not any separate DO residencies or MD residencies. They're all integrated. I went to an integrated residency, so I trained with MDs. There's DOs in every aspect of medicine. There's orthopedic surgeons that are DOs. There's neurosurgeons that are DOs. There are ophthalmologists. There's GI doctors. Traditionally, that went more into primary care, but that's not really the case anymore. I mean, again, you're going to see DOs as anesthesiologists, surgeons, a little bit of everything. And so the main difference now, the DO schools still teach some manipulation, what chiropractors do. There's very few of us, including myself, who still utilize that manipulation. There are, again, some people out there that do it, and I'm not knocking it. Mm-hmm. It certainly has its place, but that is still taught in medical school. A lot of the DO schools will preach that they do give a different message, and it's more kind of a holistic viewpoint. Again, I think that's been trained out of them, if you will. And then once they go into residency, most everybody are just all the same. I mean, you're just inundated with the typical big pharma medicine, give a pill first type of a medicine or type of a practice. And I used to be in corporate medicine, worked with a lot of physicians. And my experience over the years, in today's day and time, there is very little difference in a DO and an MD. And if there is any difference, it's more like the person like myself that just has little niches that they like, not necessarily because they're a DO or an MD.
Oh, okay. So there's not a difference in thought process between the two. Like in my head, I thought MDs are more Western and osteos are more find the root cause, a little bit of the holistic side, but still tied to...
A long time ago, I would have said yes.
Okay.
I really don't feel that way today. Again, there's so many DOs now that are in every specialty of medicine, and their thought process is most of the same as an MD. I mean,
okay.
they've been brainwashed by our quote conventional medical system, which I'm sure we'll talk about, but I would say they don't practice any differently than MDs. I mean, there's obviously outliers, but with both, I mean, you're going to have MDs that, you know, practice more integrative holistic medicine, and there's some DOs that do as well. But in general, there's not a lot of difference today.
Why would someone choose one path versus the other when they're trying to?
That's a good question. A lot of people apply to both and just see where they get in. The reason I went to DO school, I was a paramedic before going to medical school, and the hospital that we took most people to, there was the ER docs there were all DOs. And so I got acquainted with them, and I was just, that's because of them. That's what I wanted to do. I did apply to the local MD school, but that's where I got in. That's the route I took. So a lot of people will just apply to both. There used to be a stigma that DOs were less than an MD. There are probably still parts of the country that think that way, but very few, maybe on the East and West Coast, maybe actually even up where you're at, I'm not sure. But here in the Midwest, like, nobody bats an eye. If you're a DO or an MD, they don't care.
Well, tell us more about like your practice. When we last talked, you mentioned being a membership-based program, and I was telling you how well I've loved my direct primary care locally here where I am, and it seems very similar. How do you run yours? What's your focus with your clients?
Yeah. So we run a direct primary care clinic. For those that don't know what that is, that's a membership-based model where people pay a monthly membership fee, and we do not accept any insurance. And so when you are not bound to insurance, you can actually get stuff really cheap. And so we found that when we order labs, when we order MRIs, when you just take the insurance piece out of it, you can get those for significant discounts than what you would pay or what your insurance is paying at a traditional doctor's office. And other perks of being in a direct primary care is the doctor's on call 24/7. And so my patients can text me anytime. They can text me on weekends. If they have a rash, they can text me a picture of the rash and say, hey, I got exposed to poison ivy. And I'm like, yep, you need some steroids. I'll call you out some steroids. And so it may prevent a visit. We can do virtual visits. We can do procedures, take skin tags off, whatever, in the clinic. And that's all covered under the membership. So there's no additional charge of that. The other nice thing about that is those practices tend to be much smaller. And so you're not rushed like your typical doctor's office. You go in, you wait 2 hours to see the doctor. You spend 5 or 10 minutes with the doctor. With us, a new patient, we schedule 1 hour appointments for a new patient, and we just don't see as many people. And so it's more of a family feel, and you just have a lot more time with your doctor. We practice a little differently, which we can get into, but we focus more on wellness and actually getting people better, which I would argue conventional medicine does not do a good job of. And so being in this style of practice allows us to do that, because when I was in corporate medicine, and you literally have maybe 5 minutes with the patient because you're just running them through like cattle. And it's hard to get them well because I don't have time to talk about their nutrition and their lifestyle and all these ways that they can get healthier so that we can get them off these medicines. All you have time to do is, hey, how you doing? Okay, I'll give you a refill of the meds you're on. See you next time. I mean, that's
it. Yeah.
So it's this cycle about they just never get better. It's what we refer to as the sick model of healthcare, because I would argue conventional westernized medicine just keeps them in the sick cycle, because most doctors don't have time to, and I would also argue they probably don't have the knowledge of truly getting people healthy and getting them off their medicines and getting them well to prevent disease in the first place. I mean, that should be our number one priority, but then if they get the diseases, how to possibly reverse them and just optimize their health. And so for me, being in this direct primary care setting gives me the time and the tools to really practice healing, which is why I got into this in the first place.
Yeah. I mentioned to you that I've been to two different direct primary cares, or DPs they call them, one in Huntington Beach and one here in San Diego, because I'm sold on the idea. The membership is cheap enough. And exactly like you said, the easiest way for people to understand that I figured out was basically, you've got your hospital and doctor, you have to have your casualty insurance just in case you get dismembered in a car crash or something like that. You always have urgent cares, but you're just a number and there's still a wait. Yep. And depending on what day and all that. And then you have your DPCs, which is, like you said, 24/7 access. There's one or two doctors as part of it. You can be seen very quickly, and there's less patients than urgent care. So just the feeling of being taken care of, and as long as you're aligned with your doctor in that DPC, like, oh my God, it's so awesome.
People love it. And more doctors are doing this kind of thing because they're getting so tired of the
corporate BS,
corporate medicine and the bureaucracy and the insurance. And so they're really searching for something different. And so more and more doctors are going out and doing this. Now, there are still a lot of direct primary care doctors. I would say most direct primary care doctors are still, quote, practicing conventional medicine. They're just now out of the corporate system. But I would say I practice a little differently than the conventional approach, as I mentioned, really focusing more on wellness.
Yeah. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top. Thank you for listening. And I just wanted to put out there, if anyone has any questions about dieting, working out, supplements, fasting, you know, I can go on and on with all the different topics on this show. Please check out my show notes for my email or check out my website contact page and let me know what your question is. And I'll do a whole episode about it. One of the funnest parts of training clients is, you know, everyone's different, has different issues. There's always that one thing that kind of catches me off guard, and I might actually have to do a little research for it, but I love playing that personal trainer detective. So please reach out if you have something, and thanks for listening.